a stronger future orientation, tackling inequality, and support in the family. So these implications, yeah, very important. So that's the culture of the organisation. Then we looked, we had 112 questions, which was asking the middle level managers that had been in the company for 15, 20 years to explain what they felt was most important in terms of leadership. And what we found was that there were four models of leadership that they could recognise. And the first one was this one, which is most important. Why? Because it accounted for the largest amount, only 17%, but the largest amount of variance in the study. And this could be called an inspirational coach approach to leadership. The characteristics of the inspirational coach were, they were morale boosters, they boosted morale of people in their office, they built confidence amongst their employees, they were encouraging. So these were characteristics that they could see by the actions. Remember, the actions, the behaviours, the practices that Hofstede talked about. These can be identified and measured. But also there were personal qualities, so honesty and intelligence. These can be measured, but they are much more deep-seated, perhaps, than they're not just practices. You would suggest that either a person's honest or is not, either intelligent or not. So these characteristics, these attributes that we found, constitute what can be seen to be the inspirational coach. What's interesting about this finding in England was we found almost exactly the same characteristics in virtually all of the other societies that we did the research in. So across 42 societies, this was a universal characteristic, which was very surprising. I certainly didn't expect to see that at all. You can discuss the implications of that perhaps in your own work later on. Secondly, we found that in England there was a second sort of leader that was seen to be outstanding, and that was the orderly organiser. The orderly organiser can be seen to be outstanding by some people. It only accounted for 7% of the total sample, so it's not terribly significant, not significant, but it was there. And these are leaders that, unlike the inspirational coach, I mean, who is an inspirational coach? Richard Branson? Maybe. But an orderly organiser, you wouldn't be able to identify them very easily because they are only recognised internally in the organisation. Because they do follow the rules. They are procedural. They are formal. They are very patient. They do help people. They're risk averse. They rely upon habit. And they're modest. But in a professional organisation, maybe that's what you need. You need someone that's going to abide by the rules because their job is to support the professionals. The research biologists or the pharmacists or the scientists in the organisation. So the orderly organiser was seen to be outstanding by a number of the people in the sample. Thirdly, a third group that we can identify is the merchant adventurer. This person was outstanding in a negative way. They are ruthless. They are egotistical. They are domineering. They're not interested in other people. They're dictatorial. Do you know a leader like this? Most of us have come across leaders like this in our organisation. Some people say they are pathological, they're diseased. I shouldn't say any more because I know some that are just like this within this organisation, of course. But the point about the merchant adventure is, even though they may be negatively perceived by the people in the organisation, the people still see them as being outstanding in some ways. So although I may be a domineering, willful, inalicatarian, dictatorial leader, I might actually get some results. So, you know, it's not necessarily that, you know, love and kindness gets results. Sometimes you need a bit of a knife as well. And the managers recognise that. But the love and kindness view is the final one, the compassionate visionary. So the classic example of this in England is Anita Roddick, who unfortunately has died recently. But the Body Shop, you know anyone? Yeah? The Body Shop was founded by her, and here in Reading, this was her, I think, second shop. Brighton was first, and I think he was second or third. And, you know, she characterises this. She wasn't interested in making profits as such. She was interested in making a difference in the world. She was interested in developing fair trade in particular and things like this. So she was very good at team building. She was inspirational, very compassionate, and self-sacrificial, certainly, but highly motivational as well. Four very different approaches to leadership in the organisation, organisations.